When the lights went out yesterday, it was still sunny. Many people, including New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, didn't even notice anything had happened until someone tapped them on their shoulder. Or they tried to zap a snack in the microwave, and traffic slowly came to a halt in cities across the northeastern part of the continent. Electricity is that invisible, magical essence we all expect to be there, like air or water when we turn on the tap. It just works. The epic, heroic feats of an Edison or a Tesla to bring the wondrous light to our homes and offices and streets, an astonishing story at the break of the 20th century, now largely forgotten in the 21st. You forget how dark the world really is until the lights go out. Then we are able to recognize our own smallness in the size of night. Those pictures from satellites, taken at night and looking down, the brilliant jewels of light sparkling across the dark bosom of Earth, they're small victories, the exuberance of humanity shining forth from where we have temporarily won the battle. And here's a note. In Iraq, there are reports of a stunned anger at the reaction of America to our blackouts. Over there, darkness has held the night for months, not hours. Something else we've forgotten. What do people do when it seems as though darkness will be going on forever, and you can't see any end?